Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Queen Jean. What it do? It's that time for a fabulous West Side Wednesday vibe on the G Lu Show. Sit back and enjoy the view where they doing it at.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no pause. Life changes, time rearranges. Visions of my head of one day being famous.
Hello? Hello? Caller? Well, the hell with it. This is something new for the underground.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of OG Music Zone, G Lu.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's your boy G Lu. Back doing what I do. Back again for the next installment. This is the G Lu Show. I want y'all to sit back because we're going to have a real good time. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is OG Music Group. Now I'm your maestro for the evening. G Lu. Yeah. We're gonna have a real nice show tonight. I got a lot of special guests stopping through. Some surprises, you know what I mean? So I want y'all to just sit back and ride with me. G Lu Lee. Yeah.
Crank it up and piss off the neighbors. You got your radio locked on to the hottest station.
Yeah, yeah. Check 1, 2. Mike, one, check 1, 2. Welcome to the G Lu Show. West Side Wednesday Radio with your host with the most, G Lu. I'm joined by my beautiful, lovely co-host, the incomparable Miss Queen Jean is in the building. Good evening, Queen.
Hey, hey, hey. What it do, G Lu?
Hey, what's poppin'? How are you this evening?
Snowfall's back on the air. Hey.
Man, I know. Yeah, I got it on the big screen right now, checking it out. My favorite show. Shout out to Snowfall, finally back. And I recorded it so I can watch it later. But shout out to Snowfall. Definitely.
Yeah, I just hit that record button. So I'm looking forward to watching that episode after the show. But everything is good. We had a little rain here today. But you know, That's part of nature, so we just accept that beautiful part of nature and deal with it. And yeah, it's a great day. You know, right. I had a great workout this morning. So I've been shuffling around the house today, not walking, but shuffling. That's how great it was.
Right. That's a beautiful thing to be able to work out and get a good workout in. You know what I mean? Get the body, you know, recharged and in shape. That's a beautiful thing. And you got a beautiful body to show off and a beautiful everything. So shout out to you, Queen Jean, for getting that thing right. Yeah, you know what I mean? Shout out to you, Queen Jean.
Thank you.
I'm sure all the people appreciate it. All the fellas out there appreciate it. You know what I mean?
You got a queen over here blushing, smiling. I'm humble. Thank you.
Oh, for real, though. Wow. For real, though. Shout out. Yes. It's only right. Yep.
So I'm excited about our guest. I mean, I don't know anything about him, but I'm definitely want to hear about his journey, you know, from Haiti to Cali. And, you know, that's a blessing. And he's excited to be here.
Right. But we're excited to have him. So we're going to bring him in exactly. 1 second. Let me give a shout out to our sponsors tonight, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan, the whole Kwanglomerate. Shout out to 93.3 Tweed, FMism Tweed, Cadillac on Thursday nights, Blog Talk Radio, 7 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, every Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio. Spectacular Lowrider Oldies. And shout out to Tweed again, who made all this happen tonight. So shout out to Mr. Cadillac as well for making it all possible. TheGLUShow.com is the website where you can go and get everything associated with this show. Past episodes. This episode here will be on there later as well. Apparel, music. We got the new album out right now, Soul of the Streets. Please go support that as well. Shout out to DJ Maniac. So go support the website, TheGLUShow.com. Also check us out here every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday night as well. Shout out to Flossie B and Hank Norman, other co-hosts that's on the show as well. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and bring our special guest here. He's here now in the green room. So, Queen Jean, why don't you go ahead and introduce our guest, please?
Yes, let's bring in Freezy, Prezi.
Prezi.
If I'm mispronouncing
Prezi.
It, I was going to tell you to correct me when he came on if I was mispronouncing it, because I got a little lesson last night, and I know it's like Prezi. Like the president.
Like the president.
But I had to do that in the beginning. To get your attention. So.
Okay. Got you.
Welcome to the GLU show, sir. How are you this evening?
Do we have Big Prezi here?
Is Big Prezi here?
Is he here?
Prezi.
Okay, maybe.
I think
maybe
you
got to
say
Prezi,
that
swag
too.
Can you guys can't hear me?
We can hear
okay,
you now.
There we go.
Oh,
there he is.
Sorry about that, guys. What's going on with you this fine evening?
You is what's going on this fine evening. It's all about you.
Is it? Oh, man, I'm so honored.
Yes, sir.
I'm so honored. What's going on, guys?
Yes, it's all about you. We want to have a conversation with you. We want to know who you are. You know, introduce yourself to us. And
well, I am Prezi, baby.
Prezi, baby.
Yeah, like president, as you mentioned. Got the name from being a student body president of my high school. You know, the girls kind of, you know, they give nicknames. That's what they do. You know what I'm saying?
Girls like Prezi. It's safe to say the girls love Prezi.
The girls love Prezi. You know what I'm saying?
Don't be ashamed to say it, cuz.
can't be ashamed to receive the love from them, you know what I'm saying? So it's a name that stuck. You feel me?
Yeah.
It went from president to Prezi to Prezi baby, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of just assumed the title, and you know, I've just been rocking with it ever since.
That's pretty cool. Beautiful thing.
And where did you go to high school at?
I went to Susan Miller Dorsey Hart. Shout out Don's, I believe.
Dorsey.
Of course. All right. DDT all day long. What's going on? Yeah, that part.
Straight up. Okay, Dorsey.
Shout out to Dorsey.
I wasn't expecting that. Okay, but Dorsey,
Of course. You know what I'm saying? And besides, I bleed green.
That's right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Hey, Prezi. Let me ask you this before we kind of get started. Give us a kind of a background because we understand that you originally came from Haiti, or your family did.
Yeah.
Can you tell us how that was for you as a young man coming from another country to over here? Not only over here, but landing in South Central Los Angeles. You know what I mean? Tell us about that as that was for you as a youngster.
Well, the beginning of it was real it was real difficult, I have to say. So I am born in Haiti. All of my family's from Haiti, mom, dad, uncles, grandma, everybody. I came out, migrated to the States when I was 7 years old. The difficulty with that was just being real young and having to adapt and learn a completely new culture, adapting, you know, a whole new array of, you know, traditions, things of that sort.
Right.
Real difficult. You know, I don't think many people or most people know this, but English is my fourth language.
Right.
Wow. Fourth.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
He said his fourth language, not his second. Fourth.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not
they
not
speak
surprised,
French.
So, yeah, you know, I'm not surprised at all by that.
Okay.
So what all languages do you know, sir? Would that be your fourth language, if I can ask?
Of course. Our original languages are Spanish, French.
Oh, okay.
Our national language, which is the Haitian language, it's Creole. Creole is simply French and Spanish put together.
Hold on, not to cut you off. I'm new with this also, because I know a lot of Haitian people myself personally, but I was always thought I knew about Creole and French. I didn't know about the Spanish part,
right.
So that's new to me.
Well, with Haiti, we were enslaved by France and Spain. Back when they were the superpowers. I don't know if they're still the superpowers now. But, back when, the 1600s, 1700s, when, the countries were slave trading, France and Britain were the ones initiating it or I guess the ones doing it. I don't know.
Right.
We as a Haitian people, as a Haitian culture, basically adopted the languages of our slave masters, were at the time France and Spain. So we took French and we took Spanish. We threw that thing together, and we created our own.
So it's a mixture. So it's like a mixture.
That's exactly what it is. And you know what? That was our way as a Haitian people to be able to overcome our slave masters. Haiti is the only country to be able to ever regain its own freedom from its enslavers, and the means of communication was really, really, really important. You know what I mean? We took that French, we took that Spanish, and we created our own thing, and we were able to communicate amongst ourselves. We were able to gear ourselves up, we were able to fortify ourselves, and it was, I feel, initially through the means of our language.
Right.
So for instance, in Spanish you would say por qué. Por qué is because.
Right.
In French, or the French pronunciation would be pourquoi.
Okay.
Right. So Spanish is por qué. In French,
pourquoi,
is
pourquoi. The same.
Now in Creole, our way of saying it is pour qui ça. So it's porque, which is Spanish,
okay.
And then it's French, pourquoi, and we took both of those things, and then we made pour qui ça.
Pour qui ça.
Hey. It's literal natural form, just putting Spanish and French together, so... You know, it's sort of a pig Latin, if you want to kind of simplify.
Right.
Kind of
your own thing.
We just took what they gave us or we took what we heard and we created our own thing, and then that became us.
Hey, let me ask you this, Prezi, having to do, well, two-part question on the Haiti thing. Okay. Before I get off of that, now, I don't even want to get too political. Let me ask you first a two-part question. Right. The first part with the language barrier, mm-hmm. and the different ways, mm-hmm. and the three languages, like you said,
right,
you guys
right.
mixed together. Would you say in Haiti they had certain like say like you're in California and you got people in New York. Mm-hmm. It's all English, mm-hmm. but they talk different. You know that, right? So in Haiti, did they have that,
right.
like where you said these three languages? Some people speak more of all Creole,
no.
and some mixed, or it's all the same?
No, it's all the same. I do understand that question. So there, in Haiti, there isn't a differentiation of dialect. So like we don't have it might be like a slight accent
right.
as far as the pronunciation of the word. You know, some people just incorporated a slang way of saying it.
Slang way, right,
but
right,
that,
right.
It doesn't,
right.
you know what I mean? But it doesn't take away from the fact that its origins has come from, you know, the same places. You know what I mean?
Right.
Some people just
right.
decided to just be lazy with the language and you know, just made their own a word or made their own pronunciation of the word. But
right.
it all means the same thing. We don't have a difference of we don't have it. We don't
right,
have
I got,
any,
I understand.
Any difference.
I understand
right?
now. Right, I got
right,
you.
Right, right.
Let me ask you. So, let me ask you one more thing.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish what you were saying.
Well, the second to answer the second part as far as English being a barrier, it was a barrier. It really was a barrier. Learning and adopting the English language because of the accents and the formalities you have to use with the languages French and Spanish. You know, it's masculine and feminine. English,
right.
The English language doesn't really have a masculine or feminine way of being able to put your sentences together. And the accent is completely different from a Spanish accent or a French accent.
Right,
so.
Right.
Those two things were really, as a young, kid coming over, those, man, really detrimental, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, I mean, it did motivate me. It did motivate me to be able to, you know what I'm saying, pronunciate more clearly, to be able to enunciate more clearly. That learning the English language is what actually developed my, I would say my love for wordplay and being able to put this word and that word together and making it sound this way or making it sound that way, and it still means the same thing. So that's what really spurred my, you know, initial, love for being able to figure out what words are and what words mean and how to say them and how to use them accurately or not accurately. Because, in the English language, you know, there are words that mean the exact same thing and sound the exact same.
A lot of words mean the same thing. Yeah.
Right. There are a few words in French and Spanish that you know, mean the same thing. You can't really use certain words to describe everything has its own word in a sense, you know?
Right. Right.
And it has the formality of being either feminine or masculine. The English language doesn't differentiate between those type of formalities. A thing is
right,
what
right.
it is unless you're directly describing a male or a female.
Right. I got you. Let me ask you this.
Right.
To add though to that, even though coming over here in English and all that, But would you say it was a plus that you knew Spanish, though? Because moving to L.A., you almost have to know some Spanish. You know what I mean? And I'm sure was that a plus for you?
It's become a plus in my adulthood or during my adulthood. It's become a great plus. I'm able to communicate with everyone. You know, different opportunities definitely have opened up because of the fact that I'm able to communicate with, you know, different nationalities and things of that sort. Man, coming over though, when I first came over, man, you know, little kindergartners, 7, 8 year olds, they not worried about
yeah,
Spanish.
Yeah, they are.
Strange and things. Nah,
yeah.
man, it was, man, I
yeah,
and
kids
boy.
Can be the hardest, boy. Kids can be the and hardest.
I'll
I
tell
understand.
You.
I can understand,
man.
Brother. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the drive. That's the drive I have to be able to pronunciate and allocute so clearly is because of the fact that, man, I came over, man.
You did
French
great.
And all the Spanish and all this other
you
stuff.
You sound better
knew.
Than a lot of people
You're
I know that's been here all their life.
Man, you,
yeah,
you
because
know
you know why?
It's the practice. It's the practice. And you know, I get tired of being, you know, ridiculed for not knowing. Go ahead, though.
Right.
I was going to say lot of us Americans, we just take our language for granted. That's why.
Okay.
And when people from other countries come over, they learn it and they learn how to pronunciate it much
we
better than
it.
We do. Yeah,
right,
we learn
right.
it.
Yeah.
You study it. Mm-hmm. So I was married.
Not only
Belizean.
Language queen, everything, school, work,
everything.
They take more. They
take
more serious than we do. That's why they advance more.
Yeah.
We try to talk down, act like. They're given something. They just work harder because they appreciate it more coming from somewhere else than, you know.
Man, look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Absolutely.
Look at you sticking up
hey,
on
man, it's
talk.
Real talk. It's real talk.
Yeah,
and it is. And you know what? And it is. I appreciate the fact that you stated that because it is in the truest sense. You know what I'm saying? The appreciation for things are a lot more greater and vaster because of where I came from, you know what I'm saying? And because of the new things that I've had to incorporate and acquire, you feel me, just to be able to sit in more so, you know what I'm saying?
To adapt, yeah.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Not, yeah, when I worked up at USC, we had a dorm that was for foreign students only. It was called Mary Student Housing, but it was for the foreign students that came from different countries. And The Africans will come and I have got to know a lot of them and they would just say, no disrespect, but Americans are just spoiled and they take their
right.
this for they take it for granted,
right.
which was true because
it
we
is
just
true.
Yeah,
it is true.
Yeah,
so then I you know, no disrespect intended to whoever, however, but I mean, coming from me and my perspective, it's absolutely true. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
The differences in culture, tradition, and just daily living, the basics of living, of being able to live regular, is completely different and has a completely different meaning. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, America is spoiled. I love America. Thank God.
Oh yeah,
for
definitely
America,
more than
you,
any
you
other country.
Right.
Any other country,
man, bro.
Yeah,
but that came back to bite us. That's what comes back to bite us. That's why a lot of things, even though we're quote unquote the greatest country, we're so far behind in so many things because of those things that you just said.
It's the truth. Hey, you know what? Truth is truth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Truth is truth.
You can't hide from the truth. The truth is truth. You have to live your truth. And yeah, I was just gonna say this. I was married to a Belizean, and his mother did not learn how to speak English. I really didn't understand her a lot because they called it because they speak Spanish as well. And Creole. They called it broken English. That's what they were calling it. And just being in their family and the way that they lived and the way that we lived as Americans, you can just see the big difference in the cultures and how they just appreciated everything. Right, because they weren't materialistic at all.
Yeah, the poverty of it. Right, to this day, you know what I'm saying? Because I do have, I'm 30 years old, by the way. But okay. I do have my mother back home. I do have my little brother back home. So you know, even though I'm here in the States and I'm living however it is I'm living, you know what I'm saying? I still tap in with every single chance and every time I get. And I have to say it like that because even electricity is scarce. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes there might not be any. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's just because we just don't have any electricity for that night, for whatever.
Right.
You know, that's rare. That's rare here in the States. You know what I'm saying? Everything, everything has a light switch to it. You know what I'm saying? And if it gets broken or whatever, it's fixed immediately.
They fix it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's fast food and convenience stores everywhere you turn. On every block, it's a liquor store. On every block, it's something to be able
to
go get
need.
Something out of.
Whatever
you
need is
saying?
Right there. Yeah.
It's right here.
Yeah. Especially with technology now, with the phones, everything is at a push of a button, really, literally.
Right. Exactly. You don't even have to walk out your house to get anything you want or need at this point. As far
exactly.
as that. Right. And back home, now in 2002, still, come on, man. That's not even an option.
It's a whole different. It's a whole different ball game. It's just a whole different ball game. So yeah.
Girl, it's so.
Prezi, girl. Let me ask you one more thing. Then I'm gonna take a caller. We got a couple callers.
Of course.
But let me ask you one more thing. First about Haiti. First about the States. Since he mentioned the Belizean, it's a big Belizean community. Especially where I'm sure where you went to Dorsey and Lemert and all that, all around that area.
Yes,
being that you're from Haiti, it kind of similar. Just like she mentioned, were you ever like people? A lot of people may have thought you were Belizean over Haitian, and secondly, did you make a lot of Belizean friends as well?
I'm gonna speak for myself in this sense. And then, however, it's taken. I personally have a lot of Haitian pride, which means, you know, I do know my origins, I do know my history, as far as how Haiti has become Haiti. So in that sense, I would say, I better not be mistaken for Jamaican. Please don't mistake me for a Belizean or, you know, because we were the country to create Belize and Honduras There would be no Jamaica or the Virgin Islands or Trinidad. There would be none of that if there were no Haiti. All of these countries and all of these broken Creoles and Patois and all of these different languages that all of these other countries have. I mean, it came from us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir, I did.
Well, you got a lot of that then. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is people don't know like Haiti or Haitian. Like that wouldn't be like the first thing that would come to their mind. You know what I mean? The first thing that would come to their mind is either Jamaican or Belizean.
Or Belizean.
Exactly.
Why is that? You know what I mean?
Because
there's not a big presence
there.
Because it's never been a big presence, I don't think, there. That's probably why.
That's exactly what it is, G. Luke. It's never been a big presence. It's been more Belizeans and Jamaicans that are here.
Yeah.
You know, that, yeah. so you're absolutely right. But wow, thanks for the history.
I took offense, man.
Yeah, I'm getting great history. I love that.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta know where you come from to know where you're going and be able to do your thing accurately. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Right.
Know your surroundings and who you're dealing
you
with. You definitely have
to
know that.
Know who
yeah.
You are. You gotta know who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And over there in Leimert Park, that's kind of big with different cultures being over there, the Jamaicans, the Belizeans, and Asians, you know. And then they have that big, that's every weekend when they're out there just doing their thing. But go ahead, Gilu. I know you said we had some callers.
Yeah, I know we got a lot to talk about. You know, Queen has, you know, this is going to be a great combo. But let me take a caller before we continue.
Okay.
We have a special caller on the line. Caller, hello. You're live on the line.
I really was trying to listen, and now I'm live on the line.
Okay, well,
I don't want to be a gimmick.
Your hand is raised.
You hear me? You hear now?
I didn't press nothing, man. Big shout out.
Okay, everything.
Big shout out, man. You know, man, to my guy, man. He's a good guy, man. Y'all need to look out for him. You know,
got a lot. What's going on?
Hey, man, happy to see you do your thing, player. That's all.
Hey, Mr. Opp, man, you just don't know, man. I'm just grateful and I appreciate the opportunity to just be able to just, you know, share my talent, share my gifts, share who I am. You know, man, in all modesty, humble, and all the pride that I have, you feel me, and with all the confidence that I carry with me, you know what I'm saying, in all modesty, man, I really just want to thank you, man. I'm so grateful, man.
Man, I could tell, man. You ain't got to say that. I get gratification just for looking out, man. You know,
I
could do.
I feel it, man.
You are worthy, sir. You are
worthy. This is a good brother right here, Tweed. I'm glad you connect. This is a good brother, young brother right here, man.
Yeah,
I feel honored. Thank you.
I got your back, sir. I got your back. Just don't let me catch you with those skinny jeans, and we all good.
I do my laundry accurately. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm so glad to hear.
There we go. And if you need some stars,
let me give him a round of applause.
If you need some iron and tips, I got you.
Hold on. Thank you. Oh yeah,
that's
right. Oh
man,
I love you. All that.
Now let's get out to history class and play some goddamn.
Yeah, we gonna get to it.
Okay.
One way.
Have fun, sir.
All right.
Hey, thanks, sweet.
No sweat.
Thanks.
All right. Peace.
That's my guy right there, man.
Oh man, that's my guy too, man. It's Tweed Cadillac, man. That's my, you know.
Hey,
I feel you, brother. My guy too. So
thanks.
Yeah. Hey. And I know we got to get to this music, and it was just, I didn't even want to go too deep, but it was just so much, you know, with your story, man, is so unique. And I think people need to hear this as well, the things we did speak on, you know what I mean? So I'm glad we got to speak on a few things. It's more I would like to speak on, but like Tweed said, let's get to the music part. Cause I know you got some music we want to play and everything. So tell us how, tell us how you got started with the music. I mean, you transitioned so well to learning new languages and cultures and all of this. Where does the music come into play?
You see, you know what? That's where the music came into play. Having to learn English was what spurred the fascination, the original fascination for the wordplay. You see, I was a poet. I mean, I don't know if every rapper started as a poet, but I started as a poet, just learning to put, you know, certain words together. I didn't really know about beats and making rhyme scheme or anything like that. At a very young age, I was just really interested in just learning how to put this word with that word with that word and sounding how the word should actually sound.
Right.
That's just coming from you know, speaking Spanish and speaking French and speaking Creole. There is we could slang talk those languages as far as Spanish and English and all that. I mean, not English, but there is a sort of slang with those languages, but they're so formal, it's hard to really deviate from them. With the English right. language, you can slow a word down and it still means the same. Most of your words, you know, mean multiple things. So you can use the same word, even though it's spelled differently, it sounds exactly the same. So I was really interested in that. I became really interested in that.
Yeah, who?
And who honestly, you know, I,
if any,
as far as music. I got it, man. I grew up in Leimert Park, man. So Don Kennedy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Nipsey Hussle. You know what I'm saying? I'm an eclectic rapper, you know, or I'm an eclectic musician more so. And you know, if it sounds good, I'ma listen. You know what I'm saying? If it means something to me, I'ma listen to it. So I don't really have a specific person or genre. To be able to, you know what I'm saying, pinpoint and say, yeah, this is him. This is the guy who, nah, if it sound good and it meant something, you know what I'm saying, to me at whatever time it meant it, I'm going to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? I don't cast those kind of judgments as far as, he's who he is. So I'm just not going to listen to his music. Nah, if it's relatable.
Right.
It sounds good, you know what I'm saying? It's adding some sort of value to me. It's teaching me something. Yeah, I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to vibe to it.
Okay.
I'm going to listen to it, you know what I'm saying? I might rewrite it. I'm going to remix it. I'm going to do my own thing, with, you know what I'm saying, if it speaks to me in that sense. So,
how long have you officially been doing music? Dom, that's my guy. That's my guy. Go ahead.
Yeah, boy. Dom is my guy. Niv is my... What?
Yes, sir.
Professionally doing music, to pinpoint, I'll probably say about 5 or 6 years now. I'm 30, so kind of really started trying to, you know what I'm saying, do something with music, you know what I'm saying, intentionally. When I was about maybe like 23, 24. I've always been musically inclined, you know what I'm saying, the creativity of having to learn English, you know what I'm saying? It was just easier for me to just put, you know, a beat to, you know, a new word that I was trying to learn. With the English language, it's, you know, you gotta break your words down into syllables.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So with the breaking down of the syllables for different words, you know, that I acquired, I would say, a rhyme scheme based on the word, based on having to break down the word to know what the word means. You know what I'm saying? It was just easier for me to just put a little tune to it, whatever tune it may be. So a finger snap, a air nod, a hum, or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And that just... It grew. And then the ladies and the girlies, and they loved it. They loved how I pronounced the words and how I said what I said.
Hold up. I know as a youngster that was hard for you, the English and all of that, and coming across as kids. But once you got older, like you said, the ladies started to appreciate that more. Once you knew how to do that and talk different languages and all that, they appreciated a little bit more as you got older. Talk to me, huh?
The ladies is the ones, they gave me the name. I was president. I was president. I was president of my high school, and I was president. But the girl, you know, whoever they were at the time, you know, shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? They shortened it as ladies do. They gave me a nickname, which was Prezi. And I, okay, I like that. Okay, so I kept that. And then, you know, the more as time went on, you know what I'm saying, they added the baby to it. You know, so now I went from president to Prezi to Prezi baby, and okay, I like that. I'm gonna go ahead and keep that. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Y'all put a whole new swag on being shooting pot. So yeah, I'll take that. Cool.
That's beautiful, man. Hey, let me ask you one more thing, and then we're gonna get to this music.
Of course.
Whatever you want to play
you
first.
You can ask me two more things, G.
Right? No, not that. But I just know we got to get to the music. We'll talk all night. But I want to ask you. You sound like a smart kid, a smart guy, grown, smart man. You know, you're a man.
Okay.
And everything is, did so many great things. How were you able to, let me ask you this, though, if you were even privy to it or were into it, but how were you able to, as a young man, escape the gang situation being around your area? And when I say that, being like not lured into or even thought about, you know, running with some of these guys or getting involved in that. How were you able to escape that part of growing up in the area you did?
Listen, man. The Haitian culture has so much pull and so much attraction and so much pride associated with it. I had no choice. There, even though I grew up in America, you know, in the States, and I had to commingle with, you know, Americans and things of that sort. Man, as soon as I went back home, and what as far as going back to my household, man, it was Creole all the way. You know what I'm saying? My grandmothers my aunties, you know what I'm saying? They weren't speaking English to me, you know what I'm saying? They were speaking Creole to me because this is where we're from. This is who we are. You know what I'm saying? So, even though that pool was there, it's always going to be there, man. The history of who we are, the culture of who I am,
won't allow you to do that.
Won't and can't allow me to do it, man. And especially around who I grew up around. You know, my grandmother, man, she didn't change her ways. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She, my uncles and my father, they didn't change their ways, man. They just adapted a new way of maybe doing a certain thing, but that didn't change. You know what I'm saying? They put on a suit every morning. You know what I'm saying? They put on a suit and went outside and did whatever they had to do to get whatever they had to get. And then as soon as it was, you know what I'm saying, it was gotten, man, we right back to being exactly who we are. You know what I'm saying? Man, that's present and that's relevant till this day. I wish my daddy don't speak no English to me right now. My grandma don't speak no English to me right now. I'm 30 years, I'm 30 years old.
It's just like when you go back home, you guys, you're eating your food, the food that you grew up on. So everything is just, it's just being back home.
Speak the
dialogue and everything. It's you're home.
Exactly.
You
I agree.
Have some good food. 100%. I have to give you that.
I'm missing my grandma Rice right now. I don't know why you say anything about no food.
You all got some great food.
We eat that rice and we eat that chicken, we eat that gravy, you know what I'm saying, every day. You know what I'm saying? We don't, you know, no offense to anyone or anything like that, because I love American food. I'm going to eat.
But it ain't nothing like y'all's food. Nothing like y'all's food. Just keep it real.
At all. My grandmother would make fun. Growing up, my grandmother would make fun of American food. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I don't know why she did it, if it was out of fun or whatever it was. But, man, we kept it Haitian in our house, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To where right now, me being 30, you know what I'm saying? I'm looked on as awkward, you know what I'm saying? But by wanting to eat white rice and black beans and chicken and sauce early in the morning.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We do that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And I love
every minute of it too. Yeah, of course.
Was anyone in your family affected by the disaster that went on? Was any of your family affected by that?
Well, of course, man. So as I said, I have my mom back there. I have my little brother back there. But of course, I have uncles and aunties, nephews, and things of that sort back there, back home. And of course they were affected, man. We were Haiti is a small island, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
that was
bombarded
big,
by hurricanes and earthquakes and things like that. So we don't have the same structures as America, you know what I'm saying? To be able to go find shelter and to go, we don't have those same protections, you know what I'm saying?
Or those same
safety guidelines and all of that, man. When we get hit. We get hit hard and we get hit disastrous, man. And
it's devastating
in every bit, in every sense of that word.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Our things get wiped out. You feel me? We don't have a reserve something somewhere in another state somewhere. To where we can go put. No, we don't got no. We don't have any of that. You know what I'm saying? We don't have surpluses, and we don't got that. You know what I'm saying? We as a country, you know what I'm saying? We've learned to not be greedy. You know what I'm saying? We use what we need. You know what I'm saying? And then we give up. You know what I'm saying? We don't overuse. That's not something that we do. Where I come from at all. It's a sign of disrespect, and it's a sign that you will get severely disciplined if you're overusing for no reason. There's no point to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
They're giving out
DPs.
We're overusing now.
I'm talking about big time, G. Let's hear some of his music. I want to hear what you got going. What you want me to play first, Prezi?
Oh, it's my choice. You know what, man? You could, this is the first selection. You could eeny, meeny, miny, moe it. You know what I'm saying? And let's just see where your finger lands on.
Okay. Let's do it like this right here. Big Prezi, baby. I'm so fresh.
Oh,
far from here.
Yeah.
Keep your beacon on. Yeah, they watching. Yeah, they jocking. Yeah, they hating. Getting my eating on. Got it, get it, before the season gone. Wearing winter in the summer. Keep the heater on. San Fran chain. Every color rainbow. Make it rain. Gucci scarf, Louis raincoat. Yeah, fresh to the ankle. Build it up from nothing like a nigga got a Lego. X-Row stock, nigga, expo. Always on my beast mode, Petco. Dinner roll, go where the knife and the spread go. When the flow show, gotta let the rest know. Making all the moolah, euro, peso. Talking overseas cash, in elite class. Motherfucker, I'm so fresh. Freshest nigga here, I'm so fresh. I'm the freshest of the year, I'm so fresh. Freshest nigga here, I'm so fresh. I'm the freshest of the year, I'm so fresh. Freshest nigga. your head. I'm so fresh, I'm fresh out of your head. I'm so fresh, fresh in your head. I'm so fresh, I'm the fresh out of your head. I'm so fresh. Baby ass, flying off the chart, so I bought a grab. Can I get your autograph? Well, maybe. Louis Gucci, Prada, Stacy. Try not to step on them. I'm warning. Watch my shoes. In my bed lay, man, I got the money and the power like I'm so fresh. Freshest nigga here, I'm so fresh, I'm the freshest of the year. I'm so fresh, freshest nigga here, I'm so fresh, I'm the freshest of the year. I'm so fresh, fresh nigga head. I'm so fresh, I'm the freshest of the year. I'm so fresh, fresh nigga head. I'm so fresh, I'm the freshest of the year. I'm so fresh, freshest nigga head. I'm the freshest of the year. I'm so fresh, freshest nigga here. I'm so fresh, I'm the freshest of the year. I'm so fresh, Louis, freshest nigga here. I'm so fresh, I'm the freshest of the year. I'm so fresh, freshest nigga here. I'm so fresh, I'm the freshest of the year. I'm so.
I'm fresh.
Yes, Jay.
Yeah, because I'm
Pressy
too
baby.
And I'm too smooth and I'm too clean, baby.
That's what makes you so fresh.
Oh, wait, don't say that one more time, son, please.
And that's what makes you so fresh. I'm so
fresh. Oh, wait, she said it again for you people.
Yeah, that's some good wordplay in there. I like that.
Thank you.
That's
thank
dope.
You. Thank
that's
you.
Dope.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
dope.
Uh-huh. How they feel? How the ladies loving that? I'm so fresh. That sounds like a big song right there. That could be a big single there. How they responding to that?
Man, listen, man. Hey, every time I step out, man, I try to step out. You know what I'm saying? So where they looking and they seeing and they. And they jocking and they asking questions and they answer. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what I do.
So the song goes with your whole vibe. That's just who you are. So when the ladies see
absolutely.
You, they smell you, they see you, they feel your energy.
Yeah.
You're just so fresh.
Look, listen. Look, love at first sight never had a true meaning.
Right.
You know
I'm
what I'm
so
saying?
Fresh.
And I'm talking about from the bottom of the feet to the top of the hairs. You know what I'm saying? I gotta keep it fly. You know what I'm saying? I gotta keep it smooth. You know what I'm saying? I gotta keep it graceful. Like I gotta have that taste. I gotta have that class. You feel me? I got that from my daddy. You got that from my grandma. That's how we do. You know what I'm saying? We may be a third world country or have come from a third world country. But, oh, we boy.
You still got your swag, huh?
Listen to me. You're not going to see no third world nowhere in me, around me, about me. You're not going to know unless I tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's where all that came from.
I love that swag
you
got. I love that swagger you got on your your flow and your style, you know, and everything,
right.
Man. That's pretty dope, man. And your whole aura, you know what I mean? Confidence,
that.
You know. That's
hey,
big.
That's
big.
That's the American word. That's the American wordplay with the Haitian tradition and culture behind it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's right. Big Prezi baby
is
in the building, y'all.
Say it again.
Check it out. Let's play some more music, man. What we got
yeah,
next, President?
You guys do got a couple selections, huh? Let's see. Hey, you know what? I think you guys got Boss Life as well, huh? Let's play Boss Life.
Boss Life. Let's do it. Prezzy baby.
Let's get it.
Well, alright.
Motivated by Rick Ross. It was a time period where I was a big listening to Rick Ross was him.
Right.
And I just loved the playerism, the swag, that's where that Boss Life came from.
That's hard. I like that, brother. That's hard there, man.
Appreciate that.
I like that.
Appreciate that, man.
I'm gonna that's the one right there. That's the one. I'm gonna play this next song, which is a special request by the homie, the big homie Twee Cadillac. Well, let me just bring him in.
He has
his own request. Let me talk. Yeah, let me bring him back in. Twee Cadillac.
Okay,
hey man, just my professional opinion. Usually I'm right, but sometimes I might be wrong. But even if I'm wrong, I'm usually right because I was wrong and I thought I was right. But, man, check this out. Whoever that girl is on that hook was tight as a motherfucker.
That's my girl, man. You need to get her.
Y'all can be the black guy.
That shit was hard.
That girl is tight. That hook was flawless, player.
Hey, look, she did it. She made it happen. You know what I'm saying? She added that additional, Cali swag to it the way it needed to be laid down. So,
man,
I agree.
That sounded like some bullshit right there.
As it should. The sexiness, the cadence, the lyrics, that shit was fly.
That really should be a video player.
Let's make it happen. Nigga, you preaching to the choir.
I can make it happen.
Look, Tweet, whatever you want to do with whatever song you want to do, man, say less. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to my phone call and have a film crew
at your front door. Don't play with me, son.
Hey, listen, Mr. Cadillac. Look, I got a saying. I put feet to pavement. You know what I'm saying? And I get it how I live. You feel what I'm saying? So look, man, if you wanna, you can make as many phone calls as you wanna make, and you can have as many people pull up to wherever you want to pull up, and let's get it done. If that's what we're doing.
You need to most definitely though keep her on the team because. She will accent your steak. She's a seasoning salt on your steak that will be good all across the country. I'm telling you.
Right. Now I'm gonna give her a call right after we get done and through. And that video you talking about? Yeah, we need to go. That could actually happen.
I know some people, man. That's in L.A., and all I got to do is make a call and, you know, man, get like a script together, and they'll be able to shoot you.
Let's make it happen. I am 100% not opposed. Let's get it done. Let's go. Let's feet the pavement. I'll see what I can do.
But look, my song is here. So if G. Luke could play that for me, that'd make my day. I like the fuck out of that song.
You said you like Hell Yeah?
Hell Yeah.
Hell yeah, I like that one. Monster, nigga, I roar. Go be that shot with your girl, I score. Eagle eye monster, nigga, I soar. Cyclops beast, got your eye sore. Pay her after one, check me, but I'll take two, cause she's so sexy. Let's see how many times she texts me. Dino bone like CT Rex me. One all alone, so I roll one now, nigga in the zone. Only takes one for a nigga to be on, so I'm on all night, lil' mommy gon' moan. I remember them times reminiscing, wishing for one night, your boy Big Pimpin'. Press the baby on, free rap Lincoln, cause she wanted one, so I asked her what she drinkin'. One glass vodka, one glass Nouveau, one more glass, and nigga, now you know, she so, you know, doing dumb shit, nigga, but rap. We know,
sippin' on the zone, cush rolled up, puffin' on his road. Rockstar party, my white boy on. We ain't going home till 6 in the morning, like hell yeah.
We turned up.
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 We turned up, sippin' on the zone, cush rolled up, puffin' on his road. Rockstar party, my white boy on. We ain't going home till 6 in the morning, like hell yeah.
We turned up.
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 Well, okay, my eyes low hazing, head aching, back and forth pacing, drinking, trying.
around on my pleasure pain. Feel it wearing off, so I gotta roll it up again. Gotta stay heavy lifted. Dream up Pop Mary, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Coconut juice, got the lime heavy twisted. Me not being hurt, it's an like unrealistic. Hey now babe, Goose got him loose, G-Lo now play. Smoking all day, feeling really turnt. Mary Jane is really burp, light it. She never bite it and she lifting up her skirt. And puffing the herb and loving the urge to put it on her.
Wednesday's radio show with Mr. Prezi himself, the president himself.
Oh, wait.
Prezi, baby.
What's going on?
He turned up.
Hey.
Yeah, each
job.
One of those
you got
songs
bangers, man.
Have a
different.
Yeah, each one of them have a different vibe.
I appreciate, man. Go on, speak. Hey, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. I appreciate that, man. I really do. I put everything. I put my everything in every song.
Hey, tell
yeah,
me what you got going
vibe.
On. So what's the? Yeah, they do, and all of them might sound good, and all of them sound different.
Uh-huh.
Like that's a great
yeah.
thing. Let me ask you this: what's the direction with your music, and like, what do you have going on with it right now? What's the push? What's the campaign? Like, what are we doing with everything right now? Is there a plan?
Of course, everything has an intent behind it.
Okay.
Of course. The plan, you know what, man, I'm gonna just be completely wide open with it. My plan, with my music isn't even actually for me. You know what I'm saying? It's for me in the sense that I have, the opportunity to be able to, express myself creatively through my music. So that's the satisfaction. You know, I've just been okay with and satisfied with just being able to just release myself and just, you know what I'm saying, sit in my room, you know, and play back my music, you know what I'm saying, and listen to the... But you know what, man? To be, you know, like I said, completely honest, man, it's a lot of Haitians, man. It's a lot of Haitians. I have a lot of siblings, man. I have a lot of little brothers. I have a lot of, you know what I'm saying, little sisters. I have cousins that are really gifted, man, and are really talented in their areas. You know what I'm saying? That I have cousins, bro, who are real estate agents. I have cousins who are actors and actresses. I have you know what I'm saying? I have family who write scripts and direct and do all kinds of sort of things, man. I want to open up avenues, man. And let it
right,
be known
right.
that we as Haitians, man, we are out here, man, and we are live
hey.
And living color,
hey, what,
we are capable,
oh, hold
man,
on, hold
beyond
on.
Capable.
Hey, Prezi,
yes,
let me cut
Yo.
In. I didn't mean to cut you off. I want to cut in briefly just what you just spoke on right there, because I know a couple of Haitian
yeah.
people, and the things I know about them, like you just said, family is real. Serious, not only because everyone loves family, but how the chain moves though. Like you said, you have family,
right.
everyone has something going on, does this or that, and you can help because they plug me with different things. Like my family, other family does this, taxes, this one does this, and I got a few different
Listen,
plugs from that same person, like you said, and it's all family related.
And we
that's deep right there. We keep it so beautiful, man.
Man, I love, man. That's the only way I know how to live, man. I am truly my brother's keeper, and my brothers, man. Don't let me have to call any one of my brothers, older or younger.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And because we truly in every sense of that word, hold each other accountable, and then we're responsible for each other's actions. You know what I'm saying? That's why it was hard for me to kind of just go back, and that's really why it was hard for me to segue into anything, you know, as far as gang related and stuff like that.
Right.
And you know, it was really hard for me to adapt, or to balance American culture and Haitian culture, because man, the structure of how our family unit is comprised, man, you can't do anything else. As the older sibling now, I'm accountable for every action my little brothers do. If they go out right now and do, and I'm 30 years old, my little brother's 25, 26, if they go out right now and do anything that is not appreciated or respected by the family, I'm the one as the older brother that you know, my father will come down on. And in the truest sense, he'll hey, bro, hey, why is it your little brother was even able to go do that? Where right. were you? Where were you? Type thing. You know what I'm saying? That's just, man. It's a pedigree and it's a pecking order. And right. boy, if you better respect it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how we live. That's just how we live. You know what I'm saying? That's just how we are. You feel me? I don't really know any other way to be. You know? And it's annoying. It's annoying, man. It's annoying. Because, I'm a grown man, bro. I have my own family unit, you know. My little brothers they got their own family unit, and things of that sort. And man,
but you're still responsible for them.
Boy, my daddy will call me too quick, and be like, "Hey, bro, hey, dude, what happened to your little brother?" No, I don't know. But daddy, I'm doing my own, man, and just as fast as my. Boy, just as fast as my daddy called me and basically reprimanded me and disciplined me over the phone, that was his, you know what I'm saying, that was him letting me know, yeah, boy, man, just as fast as he get off that phone, I'm on the phone with my little brothers, man, because if I don't do it, boy, I'm going to get, I got something coming to me. And so,
you're going
to
get it.
As harsh as that sounds,
that sounds beautiful, the structure that you guys have. Like, yeah. I wish, you know, we had more of that here. You know what I mean? Just the family, like you said, grown
structure.
Man is still, you, yeah, can take discipline from your father and all these, you know,
man,
things,
you
man.
Don't
that's
have,
really beautiful.
Man, you don't have no choice. You don't got no choice. Man, I'm speaking on my daddy and me. Man, don't let my grandma have to call my daddy on anything. What? My daddy's 57. My daddy's 57 years old. My you know what I'm saying? My grandmother, man, she's 82. Man, I don't know. My daddy's, I don't know anybody on the face of this earth my daddy is scared of. Let his mama call him on any of his siblings. Ooh, wee boy. My daddy get a newfound sense of urgency, and he get, man, daddy, what's wrong with you, daddy? His grandma called him because one of his siblings is doing something. Man, that's how it is. There's no such thing as an age limit with us. So for a long time, man, growing up in the States, man, that was difficult. You know what I'm saying? Not having to like try to break away, and establishing the fact that, man, hey man, I'm doing my own thing, man. Hey, my little brother and my little sister, they doing their own thing. I can't keep trying to discipline them. But boy,
let my daddy, hey, my mama, or somebody call me on my little brothers. Ooh,
Hey, Prezi, let me ask you this about your culture. Well, not about your culture, but being that you landed in South Central LA, which is I don't know how it is now, but I know probably when you landed there was definitely not that many Haitians or a small amount of Haitians compared to other races.
Right.
How was it that you guys landed in South Central opposed to most Haitians, you know, will probably be in like Miami or New York or, you know, East Coast? How did you get way to the West Coast?
I can't even call that one right there. That's how my, you know what? And that's actually a good question. I would have to like go back and ask my grandmama why she chose this particular area and why not another. I never thought about that. You know what I'm saying? Facts, bro. I gotta go ahead. Call my grandma.
I thought that was kind of. I just thought to ask that because that was kind of unique.
Nah,
you know what?
No,
because
that's interesting, man. That's interesting because now I want to know, like, hey, grandma, well, why here and not somewhere else? You know what I'm saying? And I'm interested in her answer. You know what I'm saying? Just so I could be able to satisfy myself. Because, thank you, Grandma. I love being here, bro. Right here in South Central. You know what I'm saying? Lamar Park, West LA.
Have you been able to visit other places where it is bigger Haitian communities like the Miamis or anywhere else?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Now, this is why I want to be able to open up whatever door, window, crack, crease. This is why I would personally like to be a breakthrough. I don't want this for me. Whatever this is, I don't want it for me. I mean, I do want it for me, and I'm doing it for. It's such a big Haitian community right here in LA. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We have Haitian churches. You know what I'm saying? We have Haitian everything, man. I don't know. We have Haitians who do everything. Man, we have Haitian doctors, man. We got Haitian pediatricians. We got Haitian cinematographers. We got Haitian ballet. We have Haitian everything.
That's what
man.
I'm talking about. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I'm just at a point where it's like, bro. I'm getting tired of being confused for Jamaican and Belize.
You just said it. No, but you just said it yourself a minute ago. That's why you're here, and that's why you need to be the one to push it. And you know that's your purpose,
man.
Bro. So you just said.
I hope you should get mad.
That should push you. That should push you even more.
Bro, I hate the fact that we not. And see, man, and I'm sorry to have to be this aggressive towards you, man, but that question, man, what do you mean? Why is there not such a Haitian? See, I can't do anything but hold, I guess, us as a Haitian community more accountable. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, man, why are we not pushing this more on the forefront? But, you know, I can't put no sense of urgency. No, I can't put no sense of expectation. I can't fill anyone else with what this is I have. You know what I'm saying? They do what they do to provide for themselves, how they provide, whatever their goals. Mike, man, we are out here, man.
Hey, okay.
And we are out here.
Let me switch reels right quick, and then I'm gonna get back to some music before I get cussed out. I know people want to hear music, but it's so deep talking to you, man. I could go on, and we get a little political. But let me ask you this.
I appreciate it.
Let me get your opinion. It's a 2-part question. Let me get your opinion on speaking of Haiti and all the culture and of the pride and everything you have here.
Yeah.
What do you think is the future of your country personally? You know, with so many, like you said, ups and downs. Not only things that go on with the land, you know, with the hurt, you know, destruction sometimes that you can't help. But as far as the things going on inside the country as well, with all the politics and the crazy things that are going on, that it would, it could almost be a gift and a curse, like you said. Haiti is independent in his own country, and I don't know, but it's almost could be a gift and a curse sometimes. So what do you think about future of Haiti, you personally, and even U.S. It seems like we're about to go to war with Russia any day. I think the people are sleeping on that. What do you think about the future of Haiti, in your opinion? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, being from Haiti, I'm the biggest optimist you're going to find. Man, I think my country is going to flourish in absolution the way it needs to be flourished. Is eventually we're going to be portrayed, as the prideful, independent, dedicated, hardworking people that we are. Eventually we're going to get to that point. I may not be here alive to see it or whatever, but the image of my country is of that, of flourishment, of, you know what I'm saying, being spoiled, of having exactly what it has and being able to show it off for exactly what it is. You know what I'm saying? I want that. I desire that. I need that for my country. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it may be a little bit difficult or hard to get to that point, because of all of the years of corruption we've had to succumb to. But we as a people, we don't initially turn to, greed and corruption and taking, things and not doing the necessary or proper things. We don't, that's not, but I feel like after no choice but to do that, we have no means of being able to provide for ourselves. I think I'm not too sure. I feel like I would have to go back to be completely politically correct. But I think America still has what's called an embargo on my country, man. An embargo is a prohibition or a law that's passed that says that this country cannot trade or do anything with something else.
That's why I was talking about the gift and the curse part. That's why I mentioned that gift and curse part. Because a lot of things have deprived Haiti of a lot of things as well. What I meant by the gift and the curse part. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I think America still has an embargo on us, which means we don't have the ability to be able to communicate or trade and make money with any other American allied country. We don't. We're incapable of doing so. It's against American law for us to be, like I said. I would have to go back to be 100% politically correct, but in that sense, that goes all the way back to our revolution. You know what I'm saying? For those who don't know, we're the only country to be able to regain our own independence from our enslavers. Right? Now, to incorporate America in that, we helped, as Haitians, we helped America gain its independence from Britain when America was fighting for American independence. You know what I'm saying? And then what the states turn around and do to us is, they hinder us. They say, man, these people are too fierce. Man, these people are too, we can't just let them just do whatever they want to do, and they cannot. And that's what it became. You know what I'm saying? We broke away from France and Britain, but then they turned around and indebted us. They put us in so much from what I know, so much debt, from France. How are we still indebted to France and they enslaved us? But then at the same time, how do you expect us to pay any of the debt off, even if, you know, we were going to or trying to do that? You know what I'm saying? How do you expect us to pay anything off when we can't communicate with any other country? What do you expect a little island to be able to do? How much do you expect us to be able to provide? You feel me? For ourselves as a country, and then, you know what I'm saying, to be able to pay off debts and create armies. Nah, man, we can't, come on, man. And then,
but that's almost by design. They do that, like you said, it's like creditors to keep you in debt. You know what I mean? So once they got you, they got you. But fast forward, check this out. Fast forward to where the U.S. now, it seems like, I thought we were going to war soon. I've been being told that it's already been set off. You know what I mean? So we could in a war here in the U.S. You know, what do you think about that?
So on the way, we're going to be in a war on American soil?
I don't think it'll get that. I mean, to get that far, you have to be pushing it. But the war has been set off to where we are at it with Russia, wherever it'll take place, Ukraine or wherever, on their, you know, over there,
man,
mostly. I don't think we'll see parts of it. If it does get
America's
that far, it's serious.
America is the home of the brave and the land of the man. We ain't nothing gonna happen to
other
us.
Other countries,
man,
been waiting on this opportunity, but this other countries have been waiting and waiting for these opportunities, especially Russia.
Facts, but I don't think they're. Come on, man, they're not. They're.
Yeah,
man,
I get
they
that.
Are severely unequipped.
It'll be far fetched. It'll be far fetched,
you know,
for us to see
that's
anything.
That's exactly what it will be. You know what I'm saying? For anything really dramatic to happen to America, you know what I'm saying? In that sense, you know what I'm saying?
But we still will be because once war is going on and things of that nature, things we are affected in different ways, whether it not be literally bombs being dropped, but the prices and
inflation,
you know, a lot of different
things
will affect us being at war. You know that, right?
Of course. The prices, the cost of living will definitely go up, of course. You know what I'm saying? And people just don't have to, you know, be okay with
yeah, you come
wartime.
From Haiti. You like, nigga, you like, y'all just need to pick up y'all pants. Just you know, ride it out, man. We just
get up
work.
Do y'all thing,
this ain't shit.
And come the fuck back. You know what I'm saying? My life. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? American, I don't think America's man is equipped, man. Beyond equipped. You know what I'm saying? That's why America is America.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah,
right.
it's a thought. Yeah, it is a thought. Yeah, now, if you said we go to war, we going to war with Japan again, or we going to war with, you know what I'm saying, South Korea, then let's double check.
But
our
see, they start lining up, but shit like this happened, they start lining up though, because all these people really want to get at us anyway, but none of them really going to have the balls to do it. Russia's one that been wanting to, but we always able to keep it just halfway cool with them, but they been wanting to get at us. You know, so it's like, we don't know after this, people start lining up, though. I don't know, but like
man,
you said, we still in America, so it's still, you know, but,
see,
you know.
The thing
is, just...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I love America, you know, and all of that, but man, if two or three of these countries that hate us so bad, man, if two or three of those countries were to actually, like, team up and partner up and really want to take us to somewhere, then at that point, I feel like we would have, you know, a difficult time, or it'll at least be on equal plane. If Russia and China, whoever else, China, and if three countries that want to go to war with us decide today that they want to team up with each other to go to war with us, then I feel like, you know, we would have, you know,
we got some problems.
A little problem. We got to go back here. We got to take it back to the drawing board, guys, and let's draw up a game plan. Because it's not one or two.
But the cold part about this stuff. But the cold part is about this stuff. It affects a lot of people. The troops, people got to get ready to go to war. All this, and we don't even really know what this is about. What's even going on? We as the people don't even know what's going on behind
what's
the scenes, why
on,
this
right.
started, what's what, but all we know is
right.
we could be at war. And like I said, it affects a lot of people, you know, soldiers, all these people, and they don't even know what the hell going on.
You know,
you feel
I,
me?
You
so
know, I
that's
tell
just
me.
The cold part about all this shit.
Right. I mean, I got a cousin, man. I got a cousin in the Navy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So hopefully, you know, we don't have to do anything too dramatic to where, you know what I'm saying, he behind the battleship and he got to do his whole thing. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully not.
Right.
But, you know, if,
right.
if it goes there.
It is what
it goes
is.
There.
I didn't even mean to get too political. I didn't even mean
no,
to go
good,
all there,
no,
but all this stuff
good.
Is really
you
going on.
Talking,
feel me? And we got to talk about it. Yeah.
Right, of course.
It's real life shit, boy.
The facts, man.
Let's get back to
the news. Like you said,
the facts. Yeah. On a lighter note, we got a few more tracks to bang out, man. You know what I mean? Let's
which
get back to
got?
Some
which
of this music,
got?
Present.
Which,
I got
which,
that
which
throw
one,
it in the
one?
Bag. I got oh, throw it in the bag. I got that Adina Howard freak like me. Like, what you want to do?
Oh, wait. Now, we're going to see that. Adina Howard, we're going to see that one. Oh, wait. We're going to reserve that one. That one for Queen. We're going to say that one last.
Okay.
We got throw it in the bag and what else? Which other one?
We got throw it in the bag and we got let me see. Dead Broke.
Oh, facts. You let's throw that Dead Broke on.
Okay, for sure. Let's do it.
Facts.
Present, y'all. Present, baby.
That part.
Yeah. Money, I don't give a fuck. Pull up in a hot rod, I just don't trust. Making all this money, I don't give a fuck. Jacuzzi got folks, you like finger folks. I got couple trees just to lighten the mood. Yeah, back straight when I'm hitting it. Yeah, came up from the bottom, now this money nigga getting it. Chevy, I dip, take beside him. Riding, we sliding, I be that fly crap. We knocking my shit, hey, vibing that bitch. Like, run up and run out, we stashed in the. You know I ripped that on tip. All of this money I get, having my bitch, all in that Prada and shit. Nails done, weave dead, all the fucking time. Trippy hoe, now give me my. Pull up in a hot rod, I just told the shrub.
Yeah,
making all this money, I don't give a fuck.
Me and my dogs, we ain't having that. If we ain't messing with the mother cats. Time is money, so please don't waste my time. They say time waits for no man, so I'm not about to wait for mine. Nigga, fuck you, pay me. It's a model to all you fuck boys. You're not built for this, you need steroids. Bang this in your ear like a keyloid. I'm a pain in the ass like a hemorrhoid. Got your bitch number in my Android. She calling me her new boy toy. I got a neck and flicks in my Polaroid, nigga.
Pull up in a hot rod, I just told the truck. Making all this money, I don't give a fuck. Pull up in a hot rod, I just told the truck. Making all this money, I don't give a fuck. Counting all this cash, counting all this cash, counting all this cash. Why you dead broke? Counting all this cash, counting all this cash, counting all this cash. Why you dead?
Prezzy Baby.
What was the name of that one?
G Lou Queen Jean.
That was Dead Broke. That one's called Dead Broke. Because there ain't no way in heaven or hell I will ever be
Dead Broke.
Can't be. I feet the pavement, man. I don't have no choice, man. And I learned that from my grandma and my daddy. You know what I'm saying? You got to get up and you got to go get it. Whatever it is, yeah, get it. And get it the right way, Mr. Sir. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man.
That's
so,
right.
So appreciation for having it, man.
For sure.
I know. Can't be that.
Hold on, hold on.
Man. You know what I'm saying?
That part. And I like the feature, too. Shout out to the homie on the feature. Who is that on the feature?
Yeah, that's my, hey, man, that's my boy, Presidential Smoke. You know what I'm saying?
Presidential Smoke. Nothing but
yes,
the best.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
of course, man, because we are Presidential. We are.
Hey,
you
know let, me take a, let me take a caller, man. We got somebody calling in. 310, you're live on the line. Hello.
Hello. What's up, Prezzy Baby?
Hey, hey.
Oh, my goodness.
What's going on with you? Who's it?
It's Cheyenne from Compton. I've been a fan of yours for a minute now, and I learned a lot about you tonight. I did not know you was Haitian, for one. So, great conversation, y'all. Really cool topic.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And I'm at work currently, about to hit this freeway, and I just wanted to know, can y'all play... what's that one song you got? I Can Be Your Man. We need one for the ladies right now. You need to play that I Can Be Your Man song.
See,
he ain't sent me that one, though. He didn't
send
me that one. Come on, man.
We love you listening to stuff that's, you know, exclusivity. You know what I'm saying? But it's, look, Shy girl. I appreciate you calling in, man. And I know which one it is that you like. You know what I'm saying?
You got that freak
sure
like me, though.
That
freak like me.
Yeah,
I want that freak like me, though.
And then, hey, you wanted something for the lady. I'm sorry to have to do this to you. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to hold that one. We're going to reserve that one. For the, you know what I'm saying? For the last. You feel me? That way.
Okay.
You know, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? I really want you to sit and listen to it. You know what I'm saying? And reflect on it. And you know what I'm saying? And fall in love with it. And all of that.
For sure. Keep doing your thing. I know your country is proud of you. We proud of you.
Right. Man.
Keep it up. Prezzy Baby.
Hey, thank you so much. You
said
your name. Hey, thank you, Cheyenne.
Shout out to Compton.
No problem.
Shout out to Compton.
Compton in the house. Compton in the house.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's right.
She said, I could be your man. I feel it. All right.
I could be your man.
I'm going to have to go check.
Yeah, man.
I'll send y'all that. I got to tap in with her or something like that and send it to her. Or, you know what I'm saying? So that was cool. I appreciate that. Good looking.
So we got that. We got that. Throw it in the bag, though.
Oh, yeah. That's next. Let's run that one.
No, I was just going to ask, is the music on all digital platforms?
Actually, yes. I'm on
wherever
you listen to music.
I'm going to go ahead and get your music.
Pandora. Okay. So Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube, wherever it is, I'm definitely on it. Reverb Nation, Bandcamp, SoundCloud.
Oh, I'm getting
whatever.
Ready.
And it's
I'm
under
Prezzy. Right now.
And is it under Prezzy or is it under
right
a special name? Give us the title
we need
to look up.
It's under the name Prezzy Baby.
Prezzy Baby. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? There it is. You got to make sure you put the baby. You feel me?
Okay.
You got to put the baby. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it means something. That's what they used to tell me anyway. So it's Prezzy Baby. It's Prezzy space Babie.
Okay, there
it is. You going to tell me? Look, see?
Okay.
There
it
goes.
There it is.
There it is.
Throw it in the bag. We got to throw it in the bag next.
All right, facts. Let's do that.
Let's go.
Yeah. Well, just to let y'all know, I'm in the booth. Gucci shades. Got my little moccasins on and whatnot. Fresh down low. Polo card again. And it's a little cold outside, so you know I have to wrap it with the Gucci scarf. Yeah. Polo nice crispy. Laid up on them sevens. Fresh like a moccasin. Stepping out of heaven. Black and yellow satin. Keep the image reverent. Little heady boy, keep the beard so pleasant. Get it what you want it. Now I'm never lonely. Threw it in the bag, now money not the opponent. Ice much cream, so they asking where the cone is. Service at the bedside for the prince while he yawning. Good moaning. Swag already on, so you know they jumping on it. If I ain't there, they postpone it. I'm a Mac keeping the cheese macaroni. Skilled at my craft, I'm a bad mother. Shut your mouth, talking about sad. Poppy stay buttered up. She wants the richest cheeks out of my buttercup. Oh. No hug. Yeah, I know. But this chicken's just too cold for me to take off. Cause once upon a time, I didn't have it. And now I have it. Oh, yeah. So I bought a house full of that good stuff. Whatever stuff is, me and money till death is what love is. Grind till I got it. Man, that's that never giving up shit. Wealthy motherfucker, finally giving up rich. They came with lining up my stuff. Now they lining at the dealer, get commission on my car. Kudos in the flaws. Threw it in the bag, so she taking off the drawers. Hustle harder than white folk on the dance floor. Keep it grinding like tea. Finally getting what I wish for. Gucci down to my feet. Skateboard business. Now Santa put me on his wish list. Music is the mistress. So she gets the best too.
Yeah.
With the fabulous, fabulous throwback. That was my shit too, man. That's hard, man.
Facts.
That's hard.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I wanted to give y'all a little, you know what I'm saying? A little freestyle type jam, you know what I'm saying? So y'all see a little bit. You feel me? Y'all see the swag of it a little bit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Prezzy baby, man. Hey, it was a great interview conversation and got a lot of history, just like the caller said, you know. I think we covered a lot and got some more history and got to know you a little bit more and some insight on some things.
Yeah.
That was great. I could have really talked all night. Got a lot more, but I'm glad we were able to talk about a few things, some politics, some real life situations, and get people a chance to peep out your music as well, man. So I think we did pretty good tonight.
Oh yeah, man. I feel great. I feel absolutely perfect, man. I'm so elated. You know what I'm saying? And I know, man, for certainty, you know what I'm saying, when I get off the call with you guys and all that, you know what I'm saying? I just go back home. I'm already knowing, you know what I'm saying, the proud faces and all of that I'm going to
do.
So, man,
I'm
already gratified, man. I'm gratified. I'm satisfied. I'm gratified. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, My music is for me. It's a way for me to just release myself from the pressures of nigga having to be myself. But man, you know what I'm saying? With true purpose and true intent, man, this is a way for my little brothers to be able to do anything and whatever he desires. You know what I'm saying? In every sense of him being Haitian. You know what I'm saying? And that goes for my little sisters. That goes for my little cousins. That goes. Man, bro, I'm not the only one, man. It's hundreds of us out here, bro.
And we all gifted, talented in our own respects, bro. We, man, there's so many comedians that'll make you laugh off your ass, bro. You know what I'm saying? There's so many chefs, you know what I'm saying, that'll whip it up for you, man. I'm talking about the right way. You know what I'm saying? There's so many. We got so many athletes, bro, that'll run circles around you, man. And man, come on, man. Our girls, oh, my God. Don't let me start talking about our you know what I'm saying? And this, man, it should be no reason why we are not reflected. Man, we are an all-powerful country, man. You know what I'm saying? And we carry that pride with us. You feel me? I don't think you're ever going to run into a Haitian. If you ever do run into a Haitian and not know he's Haitian, you know what I'm saying? You may mistake him for something else or something else, but if you, like, have any sort of conversation or anything with him, he's going to let you know that he's from, you know what I'm saying, Haiti. See, we are a modest, you know what I'm saying, we're modest, but we're full of pride, though. I don't understand how those two things carry about, but it remains present in us, man. We carry a lot of pride with us, bro. You know what I'm saying? So with the pride that we carry, man, we should be way farther, you know? I really do think, man, we stay in the shadows and all of that because of the image our country has. You know what I'm saying? And, man, that needs to change immediately. ASAPito. You know what I'm saying? Because, boy, I'm talking about, man, if you was to – you. Facts. Hey, thank you guys. I appreciate y'all like my man. If you was to listen to one of my little cousin songs, man, or man, I'm telling you something, boy. So I hope this goes anywhere, somewhere to where, you know what I'm saying, my little cousin, my little brother has the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to be able to walk in his Haitian pride. You feel me? And be able to do whatever it is he or she wants to do successfully in his originality. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Well, before we get up out of here, we're going to play the last song, too. But before that, is there anything else want to let the people know? You got to give out your handles and everything where you want people to follow you at, like any last words for the people before we get up out of here.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, listening. You can find me on any and every social media. The name doesn't change; it's the same. It's Prezzy Baby, PrezzyBabie. I'm on any and every platform, music app you listen to music on, whatever it may be, foreign and domestic. So please, guys, don't be shy. You know what I'm saying? I accept the criticism. I love it. You know what I'm saying? Because that gives me a chance to grow and all of that. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to tap in with me on my Instagram, my Facebooks, you know, my Snapchat, TikToks, everything. You know what I'm saying? And the name is PrezzyBabie.
There it is. Prezzy Baby.
Yeah.
With the B, yeah, put
the
I E behind the baby, not the Y.
You
so
got to, not the Y, not the Y. You got to be a little somewhat unique, you know what I'm saying? You got to be a little special, for, you know what I'm saying, to grab their attention.
There it is. Prezzy Baby, you know, y'all. And we're going to play this last song. We saved it for last. The Freak Like
Me.
Anita Howard's joint. Take us to
Remix,
that song right
y'all.
Here, man. Let's take us out of here.
All right, facts. Hey, we about to tune in to that Adina Howard Freak Like Me remix. And, oh, wait, this is for you ladies, baby. Look.
Jumping all on my pony, she don't care, talking any second, hour, minute, moment. Put it in the mouth, she get the orgasm in moment. Programming, I'm controlling, selfish nigga, not condone it. Any other motherfucking nigga in my zone, it. Ayy, baby got a ass like wow, and I'm trying to hit that ass right now. You got me horny as a fuck. Like we Bonnie and Clyde on hood. I hit the pussy now, nigga, the rain. Cause we don't give a damn about a thing. Cause I will be a freak
until
the
day
underdog. So gonna be my freak until that night
comes.
Pressy Baby and Miss Adina Howard. Queen Jean, we had a great night, great evening. Shout out again to our sponsor, Tweed Cadillac, for making that happen and introducing us to a great young man with a great future ahead of him, doing great things. Salute to Mr. Prezi, man. Prezi Baby, much love and respect to you, homie. It was an honor to have you on our show tonight. I just want to say that. And I'm going to let Queen take us out of here with her parting words. Go ahead, Queen.
Yes, blessings to Prezi's prosperity and blessings to him and his family. Was great conversation. I truly enjoyed him. I did go ahead and get the music, so you guys go ahead and check his music out, purchase it, and follow him on IG, PREZY-baby. Follow him. So with that being said, everybody have a blessed night. Peace and love, and check out G. Lou in the after hours this evening.
Yay. Check it out. Check out that snowfall. Love y'all. We'll see y'all on Friday. We out of here. Peace and love. Much love to Prezi. Shout out to Queen Jean. And check us out tomorrow night on Tweet Cadillac Show 93. Tweet FMism. Spectacular Lowrider Oldies. Peace and love. We out of here.
Ashe.